Welcome to the Stories on Tap podcast. This episode features Misha Krasitsky and Nancy Cleaver and was recorded at the Cherry Alley Cafe in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so this is a true story with a ring to it.
Henry Fidelius Cleaver graduated from high school at the height of the Great Depression. He was the eldest child of a widowed mother of five, and therefore became the sole support for the family. The only advantage to this situation was that it granted him a military deferment as World War II was starting. But this only lasted for so long, and he was inducted into the army and spent 3 long years in North Africa and all over Europe. And upon his return to the States, along with millions of other GIs, he went out and bought an engagement ring, got up his gumption, and proposed marriage to Ann Hickey. The other GIs proposed to different women. And Henry and Ann had 3 children. One of whom is standing to my right.
Hi, I'm Nancy. And if you know me, you know this ring, because I've worn it every day since 1968, except for a few months in 2005 and 6. So I saw this diamond the day that I was born on my mother's hand. And when she died 11 years later, this ring was put away. So when I graduated from high school, my father and stepmother gave me the diamond. So we went to their hometown to have a new setting for the ring. And they showed me everything, and I didn't like anything. So then this little tiny old man came out from the back room of the jewelry store, and he bent down under the counter, rummaged around in a box, and said, "Is this what you're looking for?" And it was perfect. So later, I asked my parents, "Well, who was that little old man?" And they said, "There was no little old man there."
Fast forward about 40 years to October 2005. I had asked Nancy to help me move some heavy lumber in my woodworking shop. So she came over, she took the ring off, set it on a workbench to keep it safe and clean, and put on some work gloves.
So when we were done working, I went back to the house to take a shower. And I... Oh. I realized I had forgotten the ring. I know, it was really sad.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. So I went back to the shop, and it was gone. We hunted everywhere in the shop, and then we went back to the house, and then we stood helplessly in front of a gigantic mountain range of sawdust, where Misha had dumped all of the sweepings from the shop. So we worked really hard on not despairing. We went to town to rent a metal detector from the Edwin G. Mensch Real Estate Agency. We got back for hours. We sifted through the sawdust and retrieved bent nails and rusty hardware, and it was just truckloads of sawdust. So the next day, many days afterwards, we went back and we used lights and our fingers and all kinds of tools in the shop to try to find the ring, all to no avail. So all the while, we worked really hard on not blaming or shaming and maintaining the belief that the ring was not gone. It was not lost. It was just hidden.
Well, Thanksgiving came and went, and I began dreading going to my father-in-law Henry's house for Christmas for fear that he would notice that the ring was no longer on Nancy's hand. And a retired detective tends to notice those types of things. But we managed to dodge that bullet. Back in the shop, I continued keeping an eye out for the ring, but by late January, I was thinking of it less frequently. And then one day in February, I turned a small board and I noticed a strange shape. It was different from the usual dead bumblebees and woolly bears and desiccated mice that generally rested in those places. So I knelt down, I picked it up, I blew the dust off, and held the ring in my hand. My heart was racing. I couldn't believe what had just happened. And it was Valentine's Day. I remembered that Nancy was going to be home late that night, long after my 9 p.m. bedtime. But I decided not to call her immediately with the big news. I said to myself, I'll come up with something clever.
So our Valentine's Day gift to each other that year was not to be pressured about getting gifts and cards and stuff, and just to acknowledge our love for one another.
So I arranged an illuminated display of the ring. In the dark bathroom, I strung it up using dental floss. In front of a three-way mirror, and above it I hung an LED flashlight which shone down on the diamond.
True. So when I came home late at night and tiptoed past sleepy Misha into the bathroom, there was the best Valentine I've ever received. Oh.
Misha Krasitsky is a woodworker, and Nancy Cleaver is a lettering artist. You can find them at nishak.smugmug.com and nancycleaver.smugmug.com. Music by Kia V and Elliot Smith. Special thanks today to Cherry Alley Cafe. Thanks also to Heather Adams, Chris Wheeler, Lydia Hall, and Aaron Lacera. I'm Julie Hagenboop for Stories on Top in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.